From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The city of Boston is in mourning after the Red Sox lost an 11th inning heartbreaker last night to the New York Yankees. The defeat knocked the Sox out of postseason play and puts the Yankees into a familiar berth in the World Series. NPR's Chris Arnold was out with battle-scarred Red Sox fans today and last night, and he filed this report.
It was past midnight last night, and fans in pubs around Boston had watched their four-run lead over the Yankees melt away into a gut-wrenching after-innings showdown. For serious fans, there's nothing fun about moments like this.
No, it's agony, but I'm not ready to give it up yet. I have my Red Sox hat in my pocket. I'm not wearing it now. I'll wear it when we win.
35-year-old Matt Keenan teaches at a public grade school just outside Boston. He hasn't changed his clothes in several days to try to bring the Red Sox luck. He says the playoffs have taken a toll, keeping him and his fellow teachers up late and yelling and drinking way too much beer. And then there's the emotional weight of history.
Growing up in Boston, it's all your whole life you watch them. They always almost make it. Beginning of the season was strong, and then they always break down. So you use the heartbreak my entire life. This is one time it might actually happen. This game is really hard to watch.
But just a few minutes later, it's over.
It's over, just like I told you. Time to bring out the hat and tell the kids a sad story.
Amid the moans of despair, Keenan actually says he's been ready for this moment and is prepared to face the crying five-year-olds that he's been getting all fired up about the Red Sox.
This is a really good time to take the opportunity to talk about sportsmanship. You know what I mean? How you got to be a graceful loser, and that there has to be a loser in every game. And there's a joke that I stole from The Daily Show that there are no winners and losers. We're all woosners.
This morning, bleary-eyed fans dragged themselves to the commuter and T trains. Some were trying to make the best of it. Ray Holland, a 55-year-old real estate title examiner, is running very late for work.
I'm about 3 hours behind in getting together, and I'll get through the day. You know, things are as they are supposed to be. You know, it's a good sign, actually, because if either the Red Sox or the Cubs won the World Series, it would be a definite sign that the Armageddon is coming soon. So all's right with the world. What could be wrong with the world?
It's very optimistic, but you know, on your briefcase here, sir,
there's
a sticker that says Yankees suck in very large letters.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a statement of philosophy. They're obviously a very talented baseball team, but the Yankees as a concept sucks.
After Holland headed for the train, trying to regain his fragile equilibrium, 28-year-old Steve O'Neill was getting off a train, headed in the other direction. A third of his coworkers failed to show up at the software development company he works for, so he decided to take the day off, too, to recover.
I really thought this was going to be it, but, you know, what are you going to do? Like, I've always got next year. I'm going to take a nap. And then I think I'm going to take my dog for a hike and just trying to get out of the city.
As one 80-year-old Red Sox fan said this morning, what it comes down to is that the Yankees just always find a way to win and the Red Sox always find a way to lose. But maybe next year will be different. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.